There are some people we meet in our 60-minute stories who we just can't let go, whose next chapter we're compelled to follow. Like Derek, a masterful musician who is blind with disabilities so severe he can't tell his right hand from his left or hold anything but the simplest of conversations. As we reported earlier this year, we started following Derek because of his gift at the piano. But it's what he's taught us about relationships, communication, and what music is really all about that's kept us coming back.
The story will continue in a moment.
When Derek Parafaccini is playing the piano, it's hard to believe there's anything he can't do. And yet, when you meet him away from the keyboard, as we first did in London 7 years ago, the contrast is shocking.
Can you hold up three fingers for me?
I can do that.
Can you hold up three?
I don't know how to do it.
You want me to show you three?
Yes, please, okay. Yes.
Derek is a musical savant, blessed with an island of extreme talent in a sea of profound disability.
Do you know how long you've been playing the piano?
Was it about a year, wasn't it?
Just a year ago? No.
No, it wasn't.
Derek, do you know how old you are?
I don't know how old I am, no.
Today, Derek is 31. He grew up in an upper-class British family, the nephew of Camilla Parker Bowles, now the Duchess of Cornwall. But none of that matters much to Derek.
You're going to have pizza tonight.
Yes, pepperoni in New York. What do they have? Yeah, if I come next year, what do they have there?
Derek was excited to show us the skills that make him so exceptional. His ability to instantly call up any piece of music he has ever heard, like YMCA.
Can you play that one?
Play YMCA.
And I asked him to play a show tune. But it isn't just that Derek remembers them. He can transform them effortlessly and seamlessly into the styles of different musicians, like jazz greats.
Switch to Oscar Peterson. How's about Dave Brubeck?
It's like he's got libraries of pieces and styles in his head.
Adam Ockleford is Derek's teacher.
He can just whip out a piece book and a style book and just bring them together. It just kind of explodes.
How Derek's fingers can do this, but can't button a button or zip a zipper, remains a mystery. There are lots of theories about savants, but few real answers. In Derek's case, the problem started early. He was born more than 3 months premature, weighing just a pound and a half. He hung on, but was left blind and with severe cognitive impairment. Derek's father, Nick Parafaccini, says the first thing that really interested Derek was a small toy keyboard.
My daughter suddenly said one day, he's just played one of the hymns we had in church this morning.
How old was he?
Three. And he didn't know, because he couldn't see, and no one had told him, that you're meant to use your fingers to play the piano. So he used karate chops and elbows, and even his nose, I seem to remember.
Derek had never met a piano teacher until he literally crashed into one during a visit with his parents to a school for the blind. The teacher was Adam Ockleford, in the middle of a lesson.
Suddenly I felt a shove in the back, and he literally pushed me off the piano stool and just started karate chopping the keyboard.
We were terribly embarrassed, of course.
I thought he was mad, actually, because it was just chaos of notes and hair and elbows. But then suddenly I noticed out of all of that was coming Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. I thought, crikey, he's not mad at all, he's brilliant.
Adam rang up. He said, I'd like to teach him.
He called you and asked if he could teach your son?
Yeah.
It was almost as though Derek, through his pushing me off the stool, was saying, help. You know, he was saying, I need, of course he didn't, but I need teaching.
So it was compassion?
It was compulsion, I think.
But how to teach a child who couldn't see, didn't understand much, and wouldn't allow anyone to touch his piano?
Well, he's only tiny. I just picked him up and popped him the other side of the room. And then in the 10 seconds I had before he raced back, I could just play.
To get him to
repeat. Get him to copy. And of course, by the time I played that, he was back and pushed me off.
Pushing
and
you
copied
off.
It, you know, his karate chops.
Before long, Derek seemed to get it. This was not someone trying to take away his precious piano. This was someone trying to reach him.
I think suddenly it clicked that he could have a conversation in sound, and suddenly he just blossomed.
So that ability to communicate was revelatory for him.
Absolutely. From all this confusion that he must have experienced as a child, not understanding much language, suddenly here was a language that he could control, he could play with, he could dialogue. All the things that we normally do with words, Derek did with notes.
His progress was astounding. After 3 years of daily lessons, Derek was invited to play a few songs at a major charity fundraiser. It was there that Adam first saw the thrill Derek got from performing and from feeling the love of the crowd.
When you're on a big stage, the applause hits you like a wave, and Derek just jumped up off his piano stool. He's trembling with excitement and elation that people are reacting to his playing.
And he's been performing ever since, in jazz halls, at benefits, in churches, connecting with audiences in ways most musicians wouldn't dare, taking requests with a twist.
Would you like to have a piece, lady?
My piece is Ain't No Sunshine. Do you know it?
I do know Ain't No Sunshine.
And the twist? He'll play it in any key they choose.
B major.
B major, Derek.
B major.
Ooh, wicked.
And in any style.
What style would you like it in?
Ragtime.
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 Okay, so Ain't No Sunshine, B major, ragtime.
Okay.
Remember, he had no idea what song would be chosen. No rehearsal. New key and new style. No problem.
It's breathtaking to watch. Think about all the thinking almost anyone else would have to go through.
It's like having three computers all working at once, and you can just put them together straight away.
Together.
Without thinking.
Sometimes when he's playing, he smiles. Is that really him enjoying what he's doing?
Yeah, sometimes he does something quite funny musically. You can see that little sparkle.
He knows he's been adorable.
I think he's actually quite pleased with himself, what he comes up with.
He loves people.
Absolutely loves people.
Bill! Hello, Bill!
He loves meeting people. And then he wants to know when he's going to meet them again.
Can I come and stay with you, Marion?
Yes, you can. Of course you can.
And it's rather engaging. He always operates in the same way. He will put his hand out.
Hello, no one's brother. I'm Derek.
Because he doesn't know where the other person's hand is going to come from. And he'll say, I'm Derek.
I'm Derek Pipper.
I remember once coming out of church, and we had the Archbishop of Canterbury there.
Oh.
Yes. And I said, you're going to now meet the Archbishop of Canterbury. Of course, Derek said, hello, I'm Derek. Hello, Archbishop of Canterbury. it's very engaging, though. Of course, the Archbishop loved it.
See you on Friday, Kelly.
Derek's an extraordinarily warm person. To be honest, if he was just a musical computer, he wouldn't be that interesting. But his real love is actually people, and music is his way to get to people.
Hi, Florence. Derek.
And to help people.
Now, I understand that he's actually begun to work with older people.
My old man's a dustman.
As people get older and they start to lose some memories and language, music remains. Music's the first thing to develop. Before you're born, you're musical, way before language. And it's the last thing to go. And of course, Derek, like this super jukebox, can tap into whatever they want. Sometimes that people that haven't spoken for a year will start to sing, and it's fantastic.
Derek's also given charitable concerts throughout his life that have raised in the millions.
They say good comes out of bad. Well, it certainly has in Derek's case. Without knowing it, he's done more good than most of us will ever do.
Your turn. My turn.
25 years after Derek shoved him off his piano stool, Adam continues to work with Derek weekly. He's written a book about him, helped him put out a CD, and tried to give him all the opportunities he'd have as an artist were it not for his disabilities. Last year, Adam felt Derek was ready to do something that once seemed unimaginable, to headline his own full-length concert with an orchestra on a major London stage. It was a sellout crowd. The featured piece in the performance was Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, a challenging piece for any pianist. Not to mention one who is blind and needs to handle intricate back and forths with the orchestra without the benefit of seeing the conductor.
You could almost physically sense the connection between him and the orchestra and the audience. The immense musicality and the power of his musical communication was just fantastic.
And you think he's aware of that?
I think Derek's learning about emotion through music, which of course is the reverse way around for most of us.
And as we have discovered with Derek, there's always something more. Tonight he was performer and, with a little help from the audience, composer.
First note.
A C.
Second note.
A B flat.
Derek
B flat.
Offered to create an original piece of music on the spot from three notes called out at random.
So we've got C, B flat, F sharp.
F sharp.
You do blues on that?
Can do a blues on that.
He's really improvising and he's truly creative. I mean, because you think of people with brain disorders that there's a lot of rote involved.
Derek undoubtedly is improvising and truly creative. What's happened in the last 5 or 6 years is that his authentic voice has come through.
It's almost a signature. You know it's Derek.
He's an insistent communicator. You can't not listen when Derek's playing. There's something about his playing.
Did you used to think that Derek was going to plateau?
That was something we were told, but it hasn't happened. And it won't happen now because he keeps progressing, both musically and socially, and I think that will continue. No plateaus.
And before leaving Derek, we had a request for our own encore, something he would compose just for 60 minutes.
What if we called it the Tick, Tick, Tick Derek Boogie? How's
we
that?
Can call it the Tick, Tick, Tick Derek Boogie, yeah!
All right, well, let's play it.
Minutes never sounded so good.
Mm-hmm.